وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، indeed all praise is due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah تبارك وتعالى from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us to witness and reach this month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that who has blessed us to gather here today for Yawmul Jum'ah, on this blessed day, in this blessed month. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hamdan, with a thanks that is deserving to Him tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, indeed this month of Ramadan, هذا الشهر المبارك شهر الصيام, it is the month of fasting. وإن الصيام له أثر بالغ, fasting has great effects في تزكية النفوس, in purifying the soul, purifying the soul from anything which would blemish it. Inshallah ta'ala sanatakallam fi hadhi al-khutbah. We'll speak about in this khutbah bi'innillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala about how some of the ways that the month of Ramadan trains the servant to purify his soul from different illnesses and sicknesses. May Allah azza wa jal grant us tawfiq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith collected by Imam al-Nasa'i rahimahullah, عَلَيْكَ بِالصَّوْمِ, it is upon you to fast. It is upon you to fast. فَإِنَّهُ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ, for indeed, there is nothing like it. It is upon you to fast. فَإِنَّهُ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ, because there is nothing like fasting. From the ways that fasting allows us to train our soul, أولاً الإخلاص. Fasting trains the servant to be sincere في أقواله وفعاله, in his speech and in his actions. Fasting, the month of Ramadan, it trains the servant to be sincere and do righteous deeds, solely seeking the face of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not showing off. Not wanting the praise of the people. Not wanting fame. Rather, just to do good. Ibadat. Seeking the face of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There comes in the hadith Qudsi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, min hadithi Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Allah ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal, he said, كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فولي وأنا أجزي به. All of the actions of the son of Adam are for himself, are for him, except for fasting, and I will reward it. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, all of the acts of the son of Adam are for him, except for fasting, it's for me, and I will reward it. The ulama of Islam, they say, الصوم سر بين العبد وربه. Fasting is a secret between the servant and his Lord. Because in reality, ikhwan, fasting comprises of what? It comprises of niyatun batina, an intention that is in the heart. La yattali alayha illa Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No one knows about your intention except for Allah azza wa jal. No one knows if you're truly, anyone is fasting at this moment in time except for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Only Allah knows. So in that way, it trains us to be sincere. Likewise, fasting, you stay away from things that are done in private, that many of the people, they can't see. And that Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah, surely He knows. Because He's the all-knowing. So if someone sneaks to the fridge to get a sandwich, Allah knows. The next person might not know. So when the fasting person stays away from food and drink and everything that breaks the fast, it trains him to be what? Sincere. And do things solely for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Likewise, the month of Ramadan, fasting, this blessed month, it trains us to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fi kulli kabiratin wa saghira. In everything small and things that are major. Na'am, kayfa dhalik? How is that? In the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we learn the importance of sticking to the sunnah and staying away from bid'ah. For example, nadrib ba'd al-amthila. We'll give some examples, insha'Allah ta'ala. And Sahal ibn Sa'ad, radiallahu ta'ala an. Sahal ibn Sa'ad, he said, radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, la yazal an-nasu bi khayrin. The people will not cease to be in a state of good as long as they rush to break their fast. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would break his fast with dates. This comes in one riwayah, rutubat, fresh dates. Ila akhir al-hadith. So alhamdulillah, al-Muslim, the Muslim in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, he hastens when it's time to break the fast, to break the fast, and al-awla is to break his fast using dates. It teaches us what? The importance of following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and staying away from bid'ah, innovations and misguidance. Likewise, brothers and sisters, al-siyam, na'am, fasting, the month of Ramadan, it teaches us what? It teaches you, rabbi al-abd an yaksir shahwatahu. It teaches the servant to conquer his desires. All of us have desires. All of us have desires. Allah Azza wa Jal created us that way. That we have desires. Lakin al-muhim, what is important? That we control those desires. That we conquer those desires. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Hadith Qudsi, يَضَعُ طَعَامُهُ وَشَرَابُهُ وَشَهْوَتُهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي. The servant, he leaves food and drink and his desires for my sake. So brothers and sisters, if this fasting person in the month of Ramadan can stay away from food, can conquer his desires and stay away from drink, when he's thirsty, can conquer his desires when he's fasting and stay away from having relations with his wife, who is lawful for him. Not only lawful, if his intention is for chastity, to preserve his chastity and her chastity, then that is an act which a person will be rewarded for. If a person can stay away from that and conquer his desires, then min babi awla, then more so, he can conquer his desires and suppress them to stay away from haram. Naam, every one of us has that ability. Look, brothers and sisters, look. If this fasting person in the month of Ramadan can stay away from lawful relations with his wife in the month of Ramadan, or the wife with the husband in the month of Ramadan, abstaining from it due to the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then more so a person can stay away from zina, fornication. He can stay away from touching a woman that's ajnabiyah. More so. Look, brothers and sisters, at an example of هذا النبي الكريم, that noble prophet, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. When the woman, Imra'atul Aziz, when she threatened him and said, I'm going to seduce you, or you're going to be locked up, I'm going to imprison you. What did he say? He said, رَبِّ السِّجْنُ وَأَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. He said, oh my Lord, prison is more beloved to me than what? Than what they're calling me to. Yani than zina. Fornicating with a beautiful woman who is wealthy. Naam. So fasting the month of Ramadan, it trains us to conquer and suppress our desires and our lusts. And make sure that we direct them to that which is lawful. Naam. As long as we direct our desires to that which is lawful, alhamdulillah. A person has a lust to have relations. Alhamdulillah, marriage. Lawful. A person has desires for various things. Alhamdulillah, they are lawful avenues that Allah Azza wa Jal abaha lana. Likewise, brothers and sisters, another way that this month of Ramadan teaches us and trains us to purify the soul, مُجَاهَدَةُ النَّفْسِ فِي تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي وَفِعْلِ الطَّاعَاتِ. That this month, we learn how to strive against our soul to perform the obligations and stay away from the prohibitions. We learn to make jihad against our soul, which is the greatest jihad. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبَلَنَا. Those people that strive for our sake, we will guide them to the straight path. Naam, and the fasting person, brothers and sisters, يُجَاهِدْ نَفْسَهُ. He strives against himself. He prays, alhamdulillah, the 5 daily prayers, which are obligatory. The fasting person, he strives against his soul to fast. Even if the soul is rather hungry and thirsty and wants to do that which is not lawful. The fasting person, he strives against his soul to read the Quran, the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The fasting person strives against his soul to give charity. He strives against his soul to pray Taraweeh. Because he knows, brothers and sisters, it's possible that he may never reach another Ramadan. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانِ إِمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ دَنْبِ. Whoever prays in the month of Ramadan out of true faith, awaiting the reward from Allah, his previous sins will be forgiven. The fasting person, he knows, he may never see another Ramadan. So he's not at home with his feet up, sitting on the sofa, just wasting time. Rather, he's in the masjid. يُسَلِّ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ وَيَنْسَرِفْ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ. Praying with the imam, starting with him, finishing with the imam, so that he can receive the reward as if he prayed the whole night. مُجَاهَدَةَ النَّفْسِ. Likewise, brothers and sisters, fasting, it teaches us to what? Be humble, not be arrogant. لَيْسَ لَنَا حَقَّ نَتَكَبَّرُ. We have no right to be arrogant and look down upon other people. No right whatsoever. Ramadan, fasting this month, it teaches us to be humble. It teaches us to recognize that we're just mere weak servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That we need food and drink. That we need things in order to function. And Allah is al-ghani al-hamid, the all-rich, the one deserving of all praise. Now, brothers and sisters, some of the salaf, su'ila ba'd al-salaf, lima shuri' al-siyam, why was fasting legislated? Some of the salaf, the imams of this religion, were asked, why was fasting legislated? They responded, لِيَذُوقَ الْغَنِي, so that the rich person, he can taste طعم الجوع. He can taste hunger. The rich person, he can taste hunger. This is يعني مهم جدا لنا, especially growing up in affluent countries, because very few people know what it really means to be hungry. Let's be real. Here in America, very few people know what it really means to be hungry. I'm not talking about that you had a diet of oodles and noodles and, for example, cereal without milk. No, that's not hunger. You still had something to eat. What about having nothing to eat? In some places in the world, there are fuqara, poor people, they have nothing to eat. You see children walking around, hungry, looking for food on the floor. The fasting person, لِيَذُوقَ الْغَنِي طَعْمَ الْجُوعَ, so that the person who is rich, affluent, wealthy, نعم, he can remember that what it feels like to be hungry. فَلَا يَنْسَى الْجَائِعَ, and he will never forget the one who is hungry. Never! Because when he sees someone hungry and he's walking past them in the street or wherever he sees someone hungry, he remembers, I remember how it felt to feel hungry in the month of Ramadan. Now, if somebody has a drug addiction, don't give them money. Go and buy them some food and give it to them. Alhamdulillah, that's sadaqah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, everything that has a moist liver, there's charity for it. Any living animal, there's charity for it. Even a dog and a cat, there's charity for it. So what about a human being? Whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim. This month of Ramadan, it trains us to be humble and to get rid of that baggage, that arrogance and that pride. Likewise, this month, this blessed month of Ramadan is a remedy. It trains us to what? To be generous, get rid of stinginess. No doubt, brothers and sisters, some people may be stingy and they may make all types of excuses why they're stingy. This month it teaches us, alhamdulillah, to be generous. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Abbas, look what he said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كان رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كما في البخاري والمسلم. كان رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أجود الناس. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most generous of the people. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ. And he was most generous in this month of Ramadan. He was most generous in this month of Ramadan when Jibreel will come to him. Brothers and sisters, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said, أُحِبُّ لِلرَّجُلِ الزِّيَادَ فِي الْجُودِ. I love for a man to go further and to be more generous in the month of Ramadan. I love for the men to be more generous than they are in the month of Ramadan. Iqtida'an, imitating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we really imitating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Brothers and sisters, are we willing? Na'am, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a person, alayhi salatu wa salam, he was willing to sacrifice everything for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Can we even sacrifice that $10 in our pocket, that $20 that we're going to use to maybe buy a platter, or that we're going to use to buy a pair of shoes that's going to be ruined after a month, or some people just put it in the closet, na'am, and they have hundreds of pairs of shoes? Shafi'i said, rahimahullah, I love for the men to be more generous in this month of Ramadan, imitating the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'am, being generous in this blessed month. وأقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Brothers and sisters, أثر الصيام في تزكية النفوس. The great effects that fasting has in purifying the soul. Purifying the soul from the sicknesses and the illnesses that plague and affect the soul. Likewise, this month of Ramadan, it trains us to be mother. It trains us to control our anger. It trains us to control our anger. Naam. Because anger is the miftah, is the key to many types of evil. How many people have done things when they are angry and they regret it? When they calm down, when they gain their senses, when they gain their composure, they regret what transpired from them at that point of anger. Some people do things when they're angry they can never take back. Some people, they take the lives of others, wal-iyadu billah. Some people may destroy their family, wal-iyadu billah, due to anger. The month of Ramadan, it teaches us to control our ghadab, our anger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as comes in the hadith in al-Bukhari, a Muslim, فَإِن سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ. If somebody tries to abuse the fasting person or fight him, فَلْيَقُلْ, then he should say, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands the fasting person to say what? إِنِّي إِمْرَأٌ صَائِمٌ. I am a person who is fasting. Why? What's the benefit of that? Look at the sunnah again. Another example at the beauty of implementing the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters. Because as Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, when you say to a person that's insulting you or trying to fight you, I'm fasting, you're reminding him that the fasting person should not be in a situation where he's trying to insult someone or where he's trying to fight someone. Hadha awwalan. Thaniyan, you're letting the person know that's trying to fight you or insult you. And unless to be ajiz, anil muqabala, I'm not incapable of responding to your foolishness. However, I choose not to because I'm fasting. I'm not unable to respond to your nonsense. But I realize that you are an individual that at this moment in time, you're not fearing Allah as it deserves to be feared. So Allah in the Quran, He commands us to do what? وَأَعْرِدْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Turn away from the foolish. So you tell him, أَنَا صَائِمْ. As for me, I'm fasting. And I'm trying to maintain my fast and fear Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are not in that situation, just leave me alone for right now. Brothers and sisters, likewise, مِنْ أَثَرِ السِّيَامِ فِي تَزْكِيَةِ النَّفُوسِ. From the effects of fasting and purifying the soul, it removes malice from the hearts towards the believers, towards the people of Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Likewise, it strengthens the bonds of unity in this blessed month. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look what he said. Ikhwan, alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, we get together, we pray the salawat in Jama'ah, the obligatory prayers. Likewise, we pray Taraweeh together. We come to the masjid, many of us, we break our fast together. Alhamdulillah, we share food with one another. Strengthening the bonds of what? Of brotherhood. Which is important. Jidda. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. The believers are brothers. This month of Ramadan, it strengthens the bonds of brotherhood. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, عَلَيْكَ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ. It's upon you to stick to the congregation. Don't come with no weak excuse. I feel uncomfortable, or I don't like those brothers down there, or يعني مادري إيش. Come with some weak excuses. Those brothers up there, you know, he looked at me the wrong way, or she looked at me the wrong way. Oh, kada wa kada. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, عَلَيْكَ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ. Stick to the jama'ah. فَإِنَّ الذِّئْبَ. For indeed, the wolf, he devours the lone sheep. How many lone sheep have we seen being devoured, brothers and sisters? How many lone sheep that they drift from the jama'ah? How many of them drift from the jama'ah? And they end up in situations that nobody would like to be in, that type of situation. In the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, getting together with the brothers strengthens those ties of brotherhood. Ikhwan, let us not hear the like of the weak statements. I like to go to this masjid, and we know that the masjid is upon bid'ah or hizbiyah. They say, because I feel comfortable there. Or, you know, I feel at ease. That's from the shaitan and from your soul, because you're weak. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى ضَعْفِكَ فِي السُنَّةِ. And that shows how weak you are in the sunnah. Abu Idris al-Khawlani mentioned, as mentioned by Na'am Ibn Battah rahimahullah fil Ibana, he said, لِأَنْ أَرَى فِي الْمَسْجِدْ نَارًا. For me to see in the masjid a fire blazing, that there was a fire in the masjid, burning the masjid down, is more beloved to me than seeing innovation in the masjid and not being changed. Abu Idris al-Khawlani said, نُعِيدُهُ مَرَّةٌ أُخْرَى. For those people that like to say, oh, I like to go to there because it's nice, it's comfortable, oh yeah, I'm at ease. No, that's from the shaitan. وَمِن نَفْسِكَ الْأَمَارَ بِالسُّوءِ. كَيْفْ تَتْرُكْ مَسَاجِدُ السُنَّةِ. كَيْفْ تَتْرُكْ أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ. Abu Idris al-Khawlani said, for me to see in the masjid fire burning the masjid is more beloved to me than seeing innovation, bid'ah, that is not being changed. So when you go to these masajid and you feel comfortable and you see them committing bid'ah, dhikr al-jama'i bid'ah. When you see muhdathat, you can't change it. You feel at ease in those masajid. هذا يدل على ضعفك في السنة. That shows your weakness in the sunnah. هذا يدل على ضعفك في السنة والتمسك بالسنة. How can the Sunni feel at ease when they see bid'ah being practiced around them and they can't change it? Wallahi, billahi, tallahi, sahib al-sunnah. The person of the sunnah is patient with the people of the sunnah, even if they treat him badly. Na'am, brothers and sisters. The month of Ramadan assists us to remove malice that we have towards the believers in this blessed month. Likewise, this month of Ramadan, barakallahu feekum, it teaches us to ماذا? To have al-ihtimam. Inshallah, akhtum bidhalik, wa illa al-kalam yatool. And I'll finish with this, and we could go on talking about athar al-siyam, the effects of fasting that it has upon purifying the soul. That having concern with the Quran. Naam. There are amrad, the soul has sicknesses. Like the body has sicknesses, and the ulama, they mention, even the doctors today, they say when you fast, it's good for the body. Physically, yani, for your health, fasting is good for the body. But likewise, brothers and sisters, more importantly, fasting is good for the heart. It's good for the soul. Because it's the month of the Quran. And Allah described the Quran as being what? A cure. Naam, a cure for the hearts. And a mercy for the believers. And the Quran, it cures all sicknesses. Sickness, the sickness of shirk. Because the Quran, all of it is tawheed. Likewise, the sicknesses, kama dhakarna, kibar, arrogance, jealousy, envy. There's not a sickness of the sicknesses of the soul, except that the Quran, it can cure it. So brothers, turn off that filthy music. Turn off that filthy music. With those individuals, those rappers who are the most immoral of people. those pretenders. Turn off that filthy music. الَّذِي يُفْسِدْ قَلْبَكَ وَيُفْسِدْ حَيَاتَكَ وَيُفْسِدْ أَهْلَكَ. That will corrupt you, your soul, your family, and the rest of society. That music is engineered. Engineered by the devil to keep people where they are. عُبُدِيَة, servitude. Naam, to what? Servitude to this dunya. That music is engineered by the shaitan. It's the Quran of the shaitan. And it's engineered to keep people in a state of ignorance and oppression and behaving like animals. That's what it's about. That's what it's for. Turn away from anashids. La hajata lana fiha. And focus on the Quran in this blessed month. Brothers and sisters, you see, alhamdulillah, look how we are out here. Wallahi ni'ma, look how full the masjid is. To the extent that we have to give the Jum'ah khutbah in the street. But this shows us what? That alhamdulillah, we have to expand. And we have to grow. And wallahi, alhamdulillah, these are exciting times, especially in this blessed month. Who doesn't want to be part of spreading the sunnah? Who doesn't want to be part, alhamdulillah, of promoting the sunnah? For the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Being able to tell your children or your grandchildren that alhamdulillah, anta min al-ladhina, that you are from those people that established walillah alhamd, a masjid upon the sunnah. Brothers and sisters, look how many of us there are. Alhamdulillah, you see the work that's being done in this blessed month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, baqiya lana asha. Inshallah, we're going to change the sound system. There will be a new sound system. You see the brothers, alhamdulillah, the workers who are working, the builders who are working in the masjid, the third floor, the second floor, naam, the back, inshallah, the wudu stations, likewise the sister's side. How many builders do we have here? Sharik fi hadha al-khayr ya ayyuha al-ikhwa. Participate in it. Don't be a person that's just looking on. Don't be somebody that's just watching and watching everyone run away with the good deeds. Participate in that khayr. Be, yani, take part in that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us to take part in. Likewise, ikhwan, alhamdulillah, if you have a skill, ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba. Al-masjid masjidukum. The masjid is your masjid. If you have wealth, alhamdulillah, masjid masjidukum. It's like spending upon what belongs to you, because the masjid of the sunnah belongs to all of Ahlul Sunnah. Barakallahu feekum. Likewise, alhamdulillah, uhithukum. Brothers and sisters, in this month of Ramadan, an tahduru durus al-ilm. Attend the sittings of knowledge. There are Quran lessons. If you can't read the Quran, Saturday and Sunday, you can come with the children. There's no pride in knowledge. If you can't read the Mus'haf, come on Saturday and Sunday. Sit with the children. There's no pride in ilm. Mujahidi said, la yanal al-ilm. Two types of people will never attain knowledge. The arrogant and the one who is shy. If you can read the Mus'haf, Monday, Wednesday and Thursday, there are Quran lessons. In addition to the lessons in Aqidah, the lessons in Arabic language, come and benefit so that you can benefit yourself, and then in turn, inshallah, your family, and then inshallah ta'ala, your friends, and then your community. Wa hulumma jarra. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us success in this blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allow us to fast this month of Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba. May Allah bless us to graduate from this madrasa. Madrasa tarbawiyatun ilmiyatun imaniyya. May Allah bless us to graduate from this school of Ramadan. This illustrious school where we find many lessons and many principles of knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala join the hearts of the people of the sunnah fi kulli makan. May Allah azza wa jalla give us success and protect us against everything that is harmful. And may Allah protect us from those who want to harm us. Wa aqimis salah.